For decades, young Latin artists have moved away from traditional music towards genres like reggaeton, electro, and trap en español. That trajectory has loosened ties to the long, rich history of Latin American folk. Mexican singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade has stepped in to bridge that divide. With imaginative covers of folk songs and original music steeped in the past, she has emerged as a guardian of cultural memory in the 21st century. That's what music writer Julissa Lopez argues for NPR Music's Turning the Tables project, exploring how women and non-binary artists are shaping the music of our moment. She says Natalia Lafourcade wasn't the most obvious candidate to claim this mantle.
Natalia got her start really early on. When she was about 14, she was in this all-girl band called Twist. The band didn't last that long, but eventually Natalia came back onto the scene and was doing this alternative indie rock music. In 2011, something really interesting happened, and it was a bit out of nowhere, especially for fans who were used to her alternative sound. Natalia got really into this Mexican bolero artist called Agustin Lara, who is really known for taking the bolero tradition from Cuba and bringing it to a lot of other places in Latin America. And Natalia kind of went through his repertoire and decided to make this album called Mujer Divina, which was a tribute album to him, and it was essentially all covers. I think what was interesting about Mujer Divina is that it wasn't just, oh, she made a tribute album and here was this artist that she really liked. What happened later was that you could see that it really influenced a lot of her work moving forward. So after Mujer Divina, she released an album called Hasta la Raíz. It was a lot simpler, and the songwriting was all about heartbreak and longing, and very similar to the way that a lot of Agustin Lara songs had been composed. And you could really see how those artists were informing each other, even though they're making music like 60, 70 years apart. Natalia really has evolved into this artist who's tying, you know, the past and present together. And part of the reason that it works so well is because of her voice. She has this really sweet and piercing tone that has a quality that I think of as really timeless. Alma mía sola, siempre sola, sin que nadie comprenda tu sufrimiento. I think of Natalia as a guardian of cultural memory, and I think that's so important because so much of music of Latin America is based on tradition. It's important to have things evolve and keep coming up with new sounds and genres that are forward-thinking and innovative, but I think it's also a really important exercise to go back and revisit the boleros that your grandfather used to listen to, or the lullabies that we heard as kids. And it's all of these traditions, I think, that shape our cultural memory and shape who we are in a lot of ways.
That's Julissa Lopez celebrating Natalia Lafourcade for NPR Music's Turning the Tables project.